reports from Paris say Britain's Princess Diana is dead. The latest from ABC News, I'm Gil Fox. Princess Diana injured in a Paris auto crash that killed two of her companions, and now the news from Paris is that the princess has died as well. Live with us from Paris, Barbara Giudice. Barbara, what's the latest? Barbara, can you hear me?
Reports of her death. We know that her ex-husband, Prince Charles, was informed of her condition shortly after the crash. He has been holidaying at the royal family's summer home, Balmoral Castle in Scotland, with the couple's two boys. Dorothy?
ABC's Kate Bowie. Now, can you tell us, Kate, what is the mood in London? I know it's early in the morning there.
Yes, Dorothy, it's 5 o'clock in the morning here, so many people won't know about the princess's condition yet. It will be a real tragedy here, though, for them. She was deeply loved, a true queen of hearts, as she liked to be called. Dorothy?
ABC's Kate Bowie reporting live from London. Repeating, Princess Diana has died just moments ago following a car crash Saturday in Paris. A fourth person in the car, one of her bodyguards, was injured. She died following that crash along with her companion, Dodi Fayed, and her bodyguard. Princess Diana was 36. Since the breakdown of her marriage to the heir to the throne, Prince Charles, culminating in a divorce a year ago, she was careful to keep an eye on any men friends out of the public eye. She threw caution to the winds with Al Fayed. She took her sons on a holiday in July on the yacht of Dodi's father. He was the heir to a business empire that included Harrods. Once again, Princess Diana has died along with her companion, Dodi Fayed, and the driver of the car. Princess Diana was 36 years old. You're listening to ABC News.